Imagine going on a big stage and 40,000 people singing your song. You feel like a god. And it's like when you go away from that, it's like, where are my people? Like, where are people singing for me? You have to normalize being sad and being able to feel stuff because it's like that's what we're supposed to do. Be happy, be sad, be mad.
I'm Laura Quiñones, and you're listening to Amplify Her, a new podcast from the United Nations with support from SoundCloud. Over this 10-part series, we'll meet some of the most exciting women musicians working around the world today and discover their music. This time, we're in Miami, home of Carmen de León. Carmen has already packed a lot into her young life. She was born in Venezuela, but moved to Florida when she was 9, then Barcelona for 6 years, and then Mexico before relocating back to the U.S. Initially, the family's hopes were based around her brother, a promising tennis player. But success on a TV talent show in Spain put the spotlight on her talents. She opened up to us about her mental health issues and her struggles to be respected in the music industry.
I love Miami. I feel like Miami's a second Venezuela because you come here and you have to know how to speak Spanish to come here. Like literally everyone speaks Spanish. It's crazy. My favorite place here in Miami is Miami Beach, but I hate South Beach because it's so ugly. But at the same time, I go there and I have fun just because of the energy, you know? But I think everyone is moving out here now. I was born in Venezuela, Caracas. I'm Latin. Was born and raised until 9 years old in Venezuela. That's my first language, Spanish. And I have my accent, my Venezuelan accent. Because, you know, sometimes when you like move out, your accent just like goes away. Even if you're like from London and you live in America for so many years, your accent can like fade away a little bit. Mine hasn't because my parents are so Venezuelan. Vi tu sombra refleja la pared. I have a brother, bigger brother. He was a tennis player. I was a professional tennis player. And because of his profession, we started moving a lot to different countries. I obviously had the dream to be a singer. Like, it was my dream. And, like, I didn't tell my parents. I was like, I'm just going to live my life as a kid and just, you know, my brother's the one who has the talent. Like, I don't really know if I have the talent to do this. We would go to all the tournaments, my brother, every tournament. And every time we go to the hotel, I'd sing. I sing in the shower. And my dad heard me, and I was like 5 years old. My dad's like, you're a singer. My parents knew that I was a singer, like they knew. I did like little concerts, little things like in school and like choir and stuff like that. And I would sing in restaurants when I could and like stuff like that. When I was in Spain, he was like, I'm going to put you in a contest. And I'm like, don't do that because I was stage fright. It's weird because I'm super hyperactive and super energetic and like super social that it's weird that I have like that type of stage fright, right? So literally like 5 days later, they said, we're going to Madrid to audition. And I'm like, Dad, no. He's like, you're already in. Like, you have to go. And I had bronchitis. Like, I was sick. So I was like, there's no way. So I went and I passed. And they picked me. And I went to TV. And I got to the finals. I was in The Voice Kids in Spain in the contest, which was crazy. When The Voice, like, it's not real. Like, it's not something that's really from the heart of the coach. It's actually something that's being said. Hey, this person's better than this one. Like, let's make this one win because this one has the face to be an artist. I got to the final either way, but like at the end, it's Spain and there's like this typical Spanish music. And there was this guy that was like literally singing that. And I was singing Aretha Franklin. So it's like, obviously he's going to win. Not every time someone wins has the doors open. I didn't win and I think I've reached what I want. Since then, I signed at Capitol Records and Universal, which is crazy. And now I'm here in Miami. That's a very short version, even though it seemed long. Diferente a mi misma historia. Creo que te falla la memoria. Yo si lo tengo claro. You come into a room with really big producers and you are this artist that's happened to me before that has a lot of talent and a lot of people believe in you, but then you go to the studio and they treat you like, whatever. Like, she's not Beyonce, you know? It's like, where did Beyonce start? Everyone has a start, right? And when you get big, that's when they come behind you. And they're like, oh my God, I knew that you were going to be so big. Hace tiempo que ya me sabía. Cada excusa que tú me decías, yo te estaba dejando. I had my hair long, really, really long, right? And someone wanted me to, like in this industry, wanted me to cut my hair really, really short. There was like five people that said that I needed to cut my hair really short. If not, I couldn't do it. I didn't do it. And then they ended up wanting me because it's like, this bitch is a badass, you know? Like, we want someone with personality. Imagine going on a big stage and 40,000 people singing your song. You feel like a god. And it's like, when you go away from that, it's like, where are my people? Like, where are people singing for me? I suffer from PTSD and anxiety. I have OCD. It's not very, very, very big OCD, but it's I have OCD. And I have like certain patterns that I do. It's just annoying that every time I see blood or every time I see something that has to be death or even like a minor, like a movie that I know it's not real, it just triggers it, which sucks. I don't like the titles. I hate them. I think that the anxiety is part of my personality. People are like, medicines are for crazy people, and it's like, it's not like that. Like, if you suffer from something and you know that that's going to help you, go for it. Everyone has anxiety in their own way, but I feel like in this industry is a taboo still. Like, if they ask me in an interview about it, they're like, oh, poor you, and I'm like, don't say poor you. Like, it's like, I bet you have it too. You know, like, for me, it's not a taboo. It's something that you have to normalize, being sad and being able to feel stuff, because it's like, that's what we're supposed to do. Be happy, be sad, be mad, and like control it. But I know that I'm not alone, which is the thing. Like, people think that they're alone, and it's not like that. We're not robots, you know, we're human beings, and like, it's normal to have anxiety in this crazy world. For me, it's very important to make the lyric as clear as possible. I do talk about love, but I do talk about my life experiences just in general. You know, I'm a person that loves ending cycles in a good way, because I hate having that feeling that like, you didn't even end the cycle with this person and it's mid-bye. It's not a goodbye, you know? And it doesn't have to be a couple. It doesn't have to be, it could be your dad. It could be your mom. It could be anyone, you know? And I've had those messages been sent to me like crying, being like, Carmen, you just like really said my story. And it's like, it's crazy how people can identify so well with music, but you just have to be able to write it well. Venezuelans need so much music and love and like artists, and they need a lot of like hope and faith, that for me, bringing that to them is as Venezuelan, as an artist, it makes me so happy. And I haven't been there in 8 years, but I feel like I've been there. You know what I mean? It's like, I have so many memories that I made there. And for me, Venezuelans are so welcoming and so open and so liberal and funny. And as the culture, like as Venezuelans, we're very welcoming to whatever comes to us. Like if you're not familiar with our country and you come to Venezuela and you're American, right? And you come and we're going to treat you like a human. We're going to treat you like you are, like you deserve it. Like not different just because you're American. You know what I mean? Some people do that. But I'm very proud of being from there, really. Half of my followers are from Venezuela. And it's like, I have messages and messages and messages like you make this country happy. You're like an inspiration and stuff like that. And for me, that's huge.
That was Carmen De Leon, the teenage music phenomenon from Venezuela, who is finding fame across the Spanish-speaking world, including the Latinx community in the U.S. You can find Carmen's music on her SoundCloud channel. On the next episode, we meet the woman whose song is credited with inspiring the Tunisian Revolution, Emel. Amplify Her is dedicated to women and girls everywhere, particularly to those whose dreams and aspirations are unfulfilled due to discrimination and oppression. Find out more about the work that UN Women is doing to uphold women's human rights and ensure that every woman and girl lives up to her full potential at unwomen.org. Amplify Her is hosted by me, Laura Quiñones, and produced by Connor Lennon. Sound design is by Garrett Crow. This episode was made possible by Volara Management, Jordan Sidiski from Universal Music, and Carmen De Leon. Thanks to Mita Hosali, Victor Evans Harvey, Matthew Wells, Mark Patimissas, Fang Cheng, Gretchen Corcuera, Takako Nagumo, and Erica Mendez from UN News. And thanks to Sean Alexander, Emma Lenz, Lauren Holden, and Heather Mundinger from SoundCloud. Amplify Her is a UN News production with support from SoundCloud.